Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Scatter Chatter Radio. I'm your boy, Just Ray, coming in live. Tonight we have a very special episode with Brother Malak Yisrael. We're going to talk about the Hebrew Israelite movement. And my goal with tonight's episode is to give clarity on the narrative around the people that are in that, the Hebrew Israelite. He's going to give clarity to that. So without further ado, I'm going to let him take the mic, and then we're going to go into our questions. So, Brother Malak, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, brother. Honored to be on the show. Shalom, shalom, everybody out there. How is everybody doing today?
Yeah. So, all right. So the reason why I went out of my way to get Brother Malak on this episode, audience, is because I have a very close friend, young lady. We were employed together, and we went to school together in college. And then she was like, "Oh, I'm going to be a Hebrew Israelite." And we have a very common thing. We're like, "Well, what's that?" And also, we also share the same view as far as like, we're like, "Those are the brothers that dress in the Earth, Wind, and Fire outfits." And I'm like, "What? Like, what is that all about?" So I'm going to let Brother Malak explain that. And then, you know, we're going to go through the questions, and then if anybody calls in, and, you know, we'll answer those questions, and I'll just let Brother Malak do that. So, first question, what is a Hebrew Israelite? Let's just go there. Let's start with that.
Okay, a Hebrew Israelite, which is a great question. This is the sign of the times at this moment for us to realize who the Hebrew Israelites are. Okay, now, when we go in the Bible is a history book. Right. So we go all the way back to Abraham. Abraham was the first Hebrew. Right.
Okay.
He had a son named Isaac. Isaac had a son named Jacob. They had 12 sons. Those 12 sons created the children of Israel. Right.
Okay.
And so when you hear us say Hebrew Israelite, it's basically us honoring our fathers. Okay. So that's the biblical part of it, right? But remember I said that the Bible is a history book. So the history continues to go on to the present time today, right? So the so all of those people that call themselves Hebrew Israelites back in the day, we are the children of those people, right?
Okay.
So we have the Native American Indians. We got the so-called Negroes. We got the Mexicans. The Caribbean islands, all of us are the lost sheep of the house of Israel, right?
Okay.
Now, you want to go into why we say that we the Hebrew Israelites?
Yeah, sure.
Like, you
sure,
want me to break
it?
Okay.
Break
all
it
right, so it's a scripture. It's an actual chapter in Deuteronomy, right? And Deuteronomy chapter 28 and 1 through. Okay.
Wait, Brother Malak, before you go forward. Okay, so we're talking about Deuteronomy. So which – I know that there's several different interpretations of the Bible. Which one is it, or is it just across the board?
Well, we mainly go by the King James Bible. We go by the King James, and I'm going to break that down a little bit when you allow me to get that in, because a lot of people read the NIV, and they get caught up and can't understand the Bible because they're in a newer version of the Bible, not understanding that that Bible was created to deter us from knowing who we are. And I can show you why. But Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 15, we're going to say 1 through 14 first, was the blessings that Moses was going to give, that he came down to represent the Most High and tell them if they would keep his laws, statutes, and commandments, that they would get blessed abundantly, them and their children, right? But 15 all the way to 68, because you know they broke the commandments, right? Okay. 15 all the way to 68 was the curses, right?
Oh, man.
Just to give a few to really break it down who we are, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 48.
Okay.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 48. Therefore shall thou serve thine enemies, which the Most High shall send against you, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he has
destroyed thee. So he said they was going to be hungry, thirsty, but naked, and have a yoke of iron upon their neck, right? And
right.
So as we continue to read, it's about to get more in-depth and detail, because remember I said the Bible is a history book. This is how you can't
right.
look at it as a fantasy book. You got to, like, where am I in the Bible, right? And we're about to show
right.
you who you are in the Bible right now. So continue to read, brother.
Verse 49. The Most High shall bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand.
So he said he was going to bring nations from the ends of the earth, right? They didn't have airplanes back then. So how did they get over there to get all these people to put yokes of iron on their neck? They came in ships, right? And
right.
then he said a language that we did not know. They're going to be having a language that we didn't know. So we wasn't speaking English when we came off the coast of Africa. We ran
mm-hmm.
in. See, what happened was we was in Jerusalem, and 70 AD, we ran into Africa. We ran into a place called Niger. The word Niger means black, right? So when the
right.
Spaniards came, how do you say black in Spanish? How do you say black
wait.
In Spanish? You?
Negro?
Negro. Negro.
Negro.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, negro, right? So negro.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Spaniards came, they was like, go get them Negroes. But they really were saying black people, but these people was actually the children of Israel, right? And so when the
mm-hmm.
white people was coming, they were saying, get that Niger, which is another. And then as time went on, it turned into nigger, right? So that word nigger
right.
and Niger is, you know, the same word. And that's where we get these two names, these bywords that we are called, right? So when we
right.
ran into Africa, we were safe for a little while. But then all of the nations came and they gathered us from those from that region of Africa. And if you want to look it up, all you got to do is type in, for all the listeners, you could type in Negroland, right? And when you type in Negroland, go to Google, so you can see the actual region of Africa that we came from, and it's right by Ghana. It's on the west coast of Africa. So all of those people right there was the children of Israel. When we was being sold as Hebrews. You can look this up. This everything I'm telling you is facts. They didn't say go get them stupid black people over there. They said go get them Hebrews, right? So Hebo
right.
was the word that they was using to identify us as property to be sold, right? So who did we get? Where did the slave trade take place? It took place all over the world. So go to verse 64 for me, Brother Jerome.
Verse 64, still in Deuteronomy 28. And the Most High shall scatter you among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone.
So we was going to get scattered to the four corners of the earth. So now some people was like, well, it was some other people who might have had yokes of iron on their necks, right? But we talking about people that had yokes of iron on their necks. They got scattered to the four corners of the earth. Right, so this is a nation of people that went into slavery all around the world, right? So right now,
man,
the finger is pointing at us, right? So now let's get the
mm-hmm.
final scripture, and after this one, this is what really wakes people up. Let's go to verse 68.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. And the Most High shall bring you again into Egypt with ships, by the way whereof I spoke unto you.
Okay, so he said he's going to bring you into Egypt again with ships. That word Egypt means bondage. So he said, I'm going to bring you into bondage again, this time with ships.
By the way whereof I spoke to you, you shall see it no more again.
Okay, so and we was in captivity. We was in captivity in Egypt. We was in captivity in Babylon, Assyria. Now we in the daughter of Babylon. This is the last captivity that the children of Israel will be in. Go ahead.
And there you shall be sold to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. And
wait
no
a minute,
man
wait a minute. When we come off the when we come off the slave ships, we're gonna be what?
Sold to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen.
We're going to
oh,
be
boy.
Sold as male and female slaves. So did that happen to us, my brother?
Yeah, it did.
So,
I mean,
so this is the awakening, right? So this is you getting the red pill. You don't want to be asleep no more, do you?
Oh, man. So I really want to, honestly. I'd rather not know.
No, it's time to wake up, my brother, because the Messiah is on his way back, and time is getting short. So it's time for his people to understand who we are, the power that we possess as the people, right? So I know we've been calling ourselves, you know, Gentiles for so long, but we actually are the real Jews. We actually are the real chosen people of the earth, right? So I know y'all familiar with Nick Cannon just recently stated that he was a Hebrew Israelite. We have Brandon T. Jackson, which me and him is real close friends. We have celebrities now, and this movement right now of this awakening that we call it, because it's not a religion. A Hebrew Israelite is basically a nationality. So we don't call ourselves an African American. Yeah, we don't call ourselves an African American because that's two continents, right? And then some people say, well, you are where you're born at, right? So I always ask the question. I was like, okay, so if a Chinese man and woman went to Africa and they had a baby, would that baby be an African?
Nah. Wait.
Okay, so you are what your father is, right? So then what if you was born in the middle of the ocean? You'll be a Pacific Ocean? Or what if you was born in an airplane? You'll be an airplanian? You see what I'm saying? So you would actually be what your father is, right? So our fathers come from the lineage, the bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We actually have the same blood that Christ got running through his veins. That's how serious it is. And so this is why we experience so much turmoil and trouble and pain and suffering in this land, because everybody is coming against us spiritually. A lot of them don't even know who we are, but their spirit turns against us because of who we are, right? So God loved us so much that he called us the apple of his eye. You know what I'm saying? So he actually coming back to send his son to redeem us from the four corners of the earth. So this is why we call ourselves Hebrew Israelites, because it is proven by the Bible, history, science, whatever else you want to call it. We can prove it in any shape, form, or fashion. We can prove that we are the chosen people of the Most High.
Wow. Okay. That's super in-depth. I didn't know it went that deep. So we've explained that part of it. So what about explain the clothing? Explain that. Like, sister was telling me, she's like, yes, it's earth, wind, and fire, but there's a reason why I dress up like earth, wind, and fire. Please explain that. So, because, I mean, I'm in L.A., right, and on Crenshaw, and I'll get to the second part of after we talk about why the clothing is so necessary. It's like on Crenshaw, you see guys, like, with bullhorns yelling at people, or, like I said, I'll get to this part later, like, and they're at work, and they're, like, yelling at people, and the people are just like, dude, I don't want all that. Like, I was just telling you, like, before the call, like, this dude was just, like, confrontational with the guy. I was like, bro, just calm down. We get it. Like, I understand that you want to, like, help people understand, but yelling at people is not the way. Like, there's a better way of going about this. So, the clothes, can we talk about that, brother? Please explain.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so yeah. You might see a lot of people dress differently, right? Because when we come mm-hmm. into the knowledge of the truth, we change so many different things, right? We change the way we talk, the walk, act, think, and also dress, right?
Right.
The dressing that we do, some brothers like to dress more like warriors, and then some of us dress more royal, right? But mm-hmm. the Bible says in Zephaniah 1 and 8, can we get that real quick, Elder Jerome?
Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 8. And it shall come to pass in the day of the Most High sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with strange apparel.
Okay, so this is what we try to do. We try to come out of strange apparel, right? So when you have okay. knowledge of self, knowing your lineage, where you come from, your identity, you change the way that you dress. Right. So right now,
right.
with us having the understanding that we Hebrew Israelites, we look at everybody else like they in strange apparel. Like, think we in strange apparel, but we like, why is he walking around like this? And why is he walking around not knowing who he is? So basically, it's a step that we take to show that we are spiritually awoken in all areas of our life, even
okay.
in our clothes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we was talking. You said something about the yelling too, right?
Yeah.
Did you
so
say
like
that?
I know you're supposed to like, you know, spread the word, but it's like it just seems like they sometimes, from what I've seen, from who I've seen, it's not. I know it's not everybody. From who I've seen, it's like there's confrontations in the street, and they'll just like just start going back and forth with each other, just getting louder and louder. And then, like, you know, sometimes the police will come up. They'll be like, you know, causing a disturbance. Like, please explain that.
Okay. Isaiah 58, verse 1. Let's go there real quick.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 1. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins.
Okay, so this is what they're doing, right? We feel like we commanded to go out here and lift up our voice like a trumpet so we can show our people their transgressions and their sins, right?
Okay.
So, like, now, for instance, right, if we have somebody walk up, right, and they asking us a question, right? And
mm-hmm.
we're going to project our voice loud because we want to make sure that, first of all, the cars that's driving by can hear. The people that might be across the street might have the same question. So we kind of project our voice at a very high level just to make sure that the whole world get edification whenever we preach it. Because the Most High's word will not go out void. So when we spit that word out, it's not going out void. Somebody is going to hear that word, and somebody is going to receive that word. So that's
okay.
mainly why you might see them, you know, speaking out loud and preaching out loud and doing all that kind of stuff, because we commanded in Isaiah 58, verse 1.
So, but here's my question is, okay, so I get that. So what about, like, when, you know, like I was saying, one of the brothers is at work. And like, isn't there a time and place for that kind of thing? Because, I mean, that kind of stuff gets people in trouble, like, as far as, like, policies and procedures and whatever. But, you know, you have the freedom of expression at the same time. So I'm just wondering, is that
well,
the same?
Well, you know what? It is a time and a place for everything. But some
okay.
of us are just so excited that, and we care about our people so much, that whenever we
right.
get an opportunity, we will risk it all to try to wake our people up. And,
okay.
and as you can see today, you know what I'm saying? Like, he probably didn't get an opportunity to share some of these scriptures that I just shared with you today, right? About
no,
our
no,
actual
really.
History of this book. So he's excited, right? And he was like, man, I got to try to wake him up. Like, we'd be real excited. And it's a thing that all of us go through. It's a phase that we go through because we want to run and to tell everybody, but everybody not ready for it. But what we supposed to do is we supposed to, you know, give everybody a little milk and don't give them that meat yet.
Right.
And slowly give it to them. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. I get that.
Yeah.
So we have that. So what do, like, in the community, like, what are things that you guys are known for that people don't know for? Like, what community work do you do? Like, do you guys do, like, feed the homeless? I mean, of course, you take care of your own, but is there any, like, outreach or anything that I would know about, that I should know about?
Well, the thing about our community, and I'm going to speak on the behalf of, because the name of our group is California Hebrews, and we are based in Leimert Park area. So, yes, we do feed our community. But our community, our mission is actually to have a great awakening in this work, in this world. And this truth got to be projected for the end times to come, right? So every single thing that we do is based on that, the awakening, right? So in our particular group, we have former Crips and Bloods that's right next to each other, and we all, they put all that stuff down and change their life immediately from the love that they have for the Most High, right? When we go into community, our goal is to restore the righteousness in each and every one of us so we can get closer to the Father. We've had people put down the weed, stop the over-drinking, you know, stop smoking so much, smoking cigarettes, drugs, whatever. You know, they put it all down because they want to be closer to the Father. You see what I'm saying? So this awakening is the only thing that will actually change you. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of us, with us not knowing who we truly are, and we walking around like we in a coma or are we lost or something, right? That they called us the lost sheep for the house of Israel. But when we get that awakening, everything stops. We got to put – we call it the being reborn, right? So a lot of us change our name. You know what I'm saying? We change our name. We change our attitude. We change the way we think. We change the way we eat. We go hard with it just to show the Most High that we love him that much. And another thing that we're
like
in the process
of
doing right at this moment. Say it again, sir.
It's like coming out of the Matrix, like Neo.
It really is. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
yeah.
So another thing that we're working on right now is we're going to be building businesses, and we're going to show our people how to use their money. We're going to bring the Black Wall Street back, but we're going to call it the Hebrew Wall Street, and we're going to learn how to delegate our money between each other and have some success at it. So that's what we're in the process of doing right now.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's good. So wait, do you mind me asking how far are you guys into that? Like, or have you guys developed a system or what's the goal overall with that? I really want to dig into that a little bit. It's very interesting.
Well, the thing is that our people are so creative, right? And we so business driven without the education behind it. So what we want to do is we want to provide the education on how to run a business in all aspects of it, right? So we want to show you how to do your business plan, how to if you got to get a loan, if you got to get a corporation, and just the whole full thing of a business, so you will know how to run your business from, you know, A to Z. And so right now, what a lot of the people is doing, we showing them, put your talents to the table. You know what I'm saying? Some people know how to make clothes. Some people know how to do bath salts and certain oils, and let us be your first customers. You know what I'm saying? It's like all kind of stuff that we do. So anybody who has something, and we try to show them like all the stuff that you're working in the world doing for other people, you can actually create the business yourself. Remember, while we out there, we be, you know how we are. We be doing like four jobs in one. We know everything about the job. So why not do it for yourself and make the money for yourself? So that's what we encourage our people to do, and we train them how to do it.
So kind of like just being more – creating more self-reliance upon each other and creating a community around that so you have, like, economic power. Like, what is that book called? Powernomics kind of deal.
Yep, exactly, exactly. And that's our goal, because we got to be self-sufficient. Right now we're getting closer to the end. It's a lot of things that we need to start having on our own. You know, we got to have our own water resource. We got to have our own food resource. What if they shut down all the stores, right, and not allow you to go into the store? Do you got food stacked up in your house? Do you have plants or a garden where you can go and eat for yourself? So all of these things we put on the table to make sure that our people can last, because we know for sure that the world is only going to get worse. Yeah, and right now the whole world is shut down. We have no idea how this world going to move on the behalf of us. You know what I'm saying? We always the target everywhere we go. So, you know what I'm saying, we got to just always be 10 steps ahead of the situation. So it's critical right now. I'm going to tell you that right now, because they're coming after the Most High's people.
Wow. So do you mind me asking you a sidebar question? You can answer this if you want. How do you feel about the vaccination situation?
Well, see, the vaccination situation is very – I'm glad you asked that question, actually. Because a lot of our people need to hear this. Okay, so let's talk about the regular vaccines that they had before, right? So the regular vaccines that they had before, it's a lot of information out there that shows that they have baby fetuses in there. They have pork enzymes in there, all kind of stuff that's killing us. So these actual shots are created to kill the melanin, right? And so a lot of people that don't have the melanin, it's not affecting them, but if we got all this melanin in us, it's attacking us a lot harder. We actually had a sister in our group. She didn't want to have – she was woke, but her husband wasn't. And so he wanted to have the kid vaccinated. She didn't. And so he took her to court. The judge told her actually that she had to have the kid vaccinated. And when the kid got vaccinated, the baby basically, you know, was autistic after that moment. So that's how serious it is. So if they doing it with that, just imagine this new vaccine that's coming out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be targeted towards us. Because when you understand who you are and how valuable you are to the Most High, you know what I'm saying, and this world, you understand why they come so hard against you. So if we take the vaccine, I believe that a lot of us will die. So we try our best to, you know, keep ourselves self-sufficient so we don't have to go that route. We ready to die if we have to, go to prison if we have to, but we don't, because they actually said that this new vaccine might even change your DNA. You know what I'm saying? So that's how deep it is. You know how they like to genetically modify everything. So they're trying to genetically modify humans. And we're not going to be a part of that, because we're going to keep our bloodline pure. And we're going to be waiting on the Messiah to come and redeem us.
So, okay. I know I'm probably like going really deep into the rabbit hole here. Like, where?
Let's go.
Where? Do we have a reference point of where you heard like the DNA modification, so like maybe the listeners can do their own digging?
Well, all they have to do, I mean, right now it's a lot of information just coming in different places, so that could be a theory. I have no, you know, we don't have the actual vaccine for us to test it and see actually what's in there, but the reason why I brought up all of the other vaccines that we know that we had, and we're seeing the impact that it had upon our children and even us, you know what I'm saying? So I could just imagine that if these rumors could possibly be true if they did it with that, you know what I'm saying? So all you got to do is just look up the vaccines, you know, start doing your research. What's inside the vaccines? And okay. it'll break it all down to you. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's very interesting. I hope that I hit on most of the points, but is there anything you would like to share with the audience and the public about Hebrew Israelites that they may or may not know that they should know to shed a better light on the Hebrew Israelite movement?
Yeah, I would, because I know a lot of people is looking. The way that the Most High works, He picks certain people to put around you, right? And everybody is being tested, right? So you have that
right.
one person, like, we got to read the Bible. We got to keep the commandments, right? And that
mm-hmm.
one person is the one that nobody really want to listen to, but you really need to sit down and really listen. We are so close to the end, and what I just read out of Deuteronomy 28 about us being the chosen people of the Most High, and you heard it for yourself. You heard the yokes of iron. You heard being scattered to the four corners of the earth. And we didn't even go super deep into it, right? Those were
no.
just a couple of scriptures, and they pinpointed you, exactly who you are, and this is why we came to America. And so 400 years said that He would redeem us from this captivity. The first slave ship came here in 1619, right? Somewhere in that area. We don't know exactly, but now we at 2020, right? So that's
right.
400 years right there. So any given time, this is why the whole world has stopped. This is why we're seeing so much stuff happening in the earth, is because the Most High is coming back to redeem His children, right? So what
mm-hmm.
I would like everybody to do, if you know somebody that's a Hebrew, just sit down and take a listen and lend your ear to hear what he got to say. Because a lot of stuff that we are doing is Bible instructed, right? We're not following our own heart. We're not following no man. We following the Most High, right? His words, right? I know everybody go to church on Sunday. We keep the Sabbath day holy. It's 10 commandments. In Exodus chapter 20, which is the foundation of all these other commandments, right? Now, the only thing
mm-hmm.
that we don't do, right, is we don't do no sacrificing and we don't do no stoning, because Christ took that. He became that, right? He became the sacrifice. He became the death of the law, right? So everything else we do, we believe in the New Testament. We believe in the Old Testament. Now, back to the NIV, right? Now, this is important. A lot of people
okay.
be reading out of the NIV, but the NIV has tricked us, because it was actually written by a homosexual and some other kinds of people. Now, I'm just telling you, right? So it's 16 verses that they took out of the Bible, right?
Right.
And if somebody got, I'm going to read like five of them for you right now. So
okay.
this verse that I'm going to give you, right, you're going to be looking at like chapter 17, right? And it's going to say 19, and then it's going to skip and then go to 21 or something like that, right? So the first one is Matthew 17:21. So when you
wait,
in the NIV.
Brother Malak, before you continue, let me say something.
Uh-huh.
For the listeners, like, I believe, like, everything should be, like, from an unbiased point of view. And I know that you're telling it
uh-huh.
for what it is, right? So I just want to, like,
mm-hmm.
preface that. So that's why I'm just saying, like, oh, no. Like, when somebody is from a certain sexual orientation or whatever, and they write it from their point of view, or sometimes from a certain gender, or because their background, they tend to, like, you know, say things from their perspective and from a biased point of view. So I'm a firm believer in people saying things from an unbiased point of view so people can get their own understanding. And the Bible is pretty much, I believe, is pretty much straightforward. I'm just going to leave it at that. So
now,
but I want you to continue
I'm,
so we have
now,
understanding.
I would love to comment on that. So with us being Bible believers, we don't, you know, associate ourselves with the agenda of men sleeping with men, and women sleeping with women. It is against nature.
That.
It is against the Bible. It is against the Most High, right? So the reason why I brought that up is because this particular person that happened to be a homosexual, right, they went in to create their own agenda. Right, so they took out the word, all of the places where the Most High told you that it was a abomination to do these things. They changed the words and they removed scriptures out of the Bible. Right, so a lot of times when they even removed all of the scriptures about us being the color of the children of Israel, even Deuteronomy 28:68, which we just read, they switched that up a lot. To where it doesn't say that we came off the ships and was sold. They say that we sold ourselves, and they throwing all this extra stuff in there so you will not be able to wake up. So that's why I had to take that. Just be known that the Most High want us to fully change. Now when you serving the Most High, it's not about your personal feelings, right? It's about it's about you being obedient to the creator of all things, right? So a lot of people was in the flesh, and they want to do what they want to do. But according to what the Most High said, we got to move on that.
Right.
Yep.
Just being obedient. I get that 100%. Okay, so share the scripture, though. Don't forget.
Okay, so we got Matthew 17:21, right? So this. When you go to Matthew 17:21, you can go to 20 and then 22, but 21 is missing, right? We got Matthew 18:11. You can go to Matthew 18:10 and Matthew 18:12, but 11 is missing, and so on and so on. So you can do all your research yourself and see why we don't go beyond the King James Version. The King James Version is the oldest. A lot of us read out of the 1611. The 1611 was like one of the first Bibles that came to America, and we try to stick closely to that Bible because it's more intact than any other one. So when they started trying to recreate the Bible to make it more feasible for everybody, so for everybody to feel good and not have not feel bad about their pleasures and stuff that they want to partake in that the Most High said don't do. You know what I'm saying? So this is an agenda to stop the commandments of the Most High, right? So we also have Constantine, who came in, changed the Sabbath day to the first day of the week. All of this stuff this is all like stuff that we've been lied to for so long. We just did a lesson not too long ago, and we proved that a lot of the slaves back in the day knew that they was Hebrew Israelites. Actually, Harriet Tubman had a Hebrew name before they called her Harriet, right? And all her sisters and her brothers acknowledged themselves as Israelites, right? So we go all the way back in history, and we prove everything that we say. So that's the approach that we have. It's the spiritual awakening. This is supposed to be a gift to everybody. We don't force nobody to believe this. I know it's some Hebrews that do that, but the California Hebrews don't do that. We offer it as a gift that you got to want to receive, right? Because the Most High don't force nobody to worship him, and we can't force you to worship him. You know what I'm saying? So everything is free will. You have to want and love the Most High. The Most High have done so much for you in your life. He wakes you up every day. He's there for you for everything that you need. Right now, he needs you to change your life, come back to him, and keep his law, statutes, and commandments.
That's it.
And so that's what I would like to share with everybody.
Man, wow. Hey, Malak, man, thank you for being so cool and just explaining a lot of stuff. I really appreciate you doing that.
You about to be friends now, right?
I mean, I thought we were when you picked up the phone, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean closer friends. Let me rephrase that. We're going to be closer friends,
okay.
And we're going to be going through this Bible, and we're going to have a greater understanding.
Okay. Okay. Okay, we're going to do that. Before we go, any like parting thoughts that you want to leave with the audience and the listeners?
I would just like to say that the kingdom is near, the Most High, the higher Bahashem Yeshaya, that's the great I Am. He is near to place judgment upon this earth, right? So us as his children, it's an awakening time because the kingdom is waiting on you. That's what he's waiting on. It hasn't ended because you haven't woke up yet, right? And whoever that is, it's a certain number that the Most High is looking for, right? He said out of a pie, right? If we had a pie. He said he's only going to take one third of that pie. So that's one slice. Two slices is going to stay here. They're not going to love the Most High enough to change their ways. So change your ways because the Most High is coming. Hopefully today you guys got a better outlook on who the Hebrew Israelites are. There's many different versions of us, just like in Christianity. But we all love the Most High, and we all ready to do his work and his will. So today, this message is going out. I'm honored to be on the show. I thank my brother for the Most High putting it on his spirit to bring us here today. And hopefully, with the short time that I had, some words was pierced through your heart to give you make you want to know more. So remember, we're the California Hebrews. We right by Leimert Park area. You can get in contact with me on Facebook or Instagram. My name is Malak Israel. So that's Israel with a Y in front of it. Just inbox me, and I will. If you have any questions or anything, just hit me up.
Is there a website for the California Hebrew Israelites? Is there a web? Do you guys like have a .org or something?
Yeah,
like that?
we had one, but we redoing it, so it's down at the moment. We actually had an app too, and we redoing that. So
So we
in construction right now.
All right. Well, is there a number to your place of worship or anything like that where people can contact you directly, or do you just want them to just contact you? Or
matter of fact, I do have a number for them. Let's get it for it. It's 1-888-608-0138.
And say it one more time so they get you.
1-888-608-0138. Just give me a call if you guys have any questions. I'm here for you. All praise to the Most High.
All right. So I want to thank you for coming on. And listeners, thank you guys for listening. We're going to have more episodes coming up. Brother Malak, thank you again. And like as always, be good to each other. And in the words of my co-host, prepare, practice, and perform. And be good to each other and stay tuned to the next one. We out.
All right. Shalom, everybody.